should be stable.
Yeah, what I'm going to show you, the walkthrough of temple, Vithala temple in Hampi. I think most of you know Hampi was the capital of Vijayanagara dynasty in the, I think, 9th to 12th, between 9th to 12th century. And this particular project is carried out as a part of a Department of Science and Technology initiated project called India Digital Heritage Project, which is known as IDH group. So the IDH group was initiated by DST. They have experimented a unique experiment in this particular project, where they funded technology projects. Most of the IITs and IIITs are part of this project, plus the historians, architects, and the social people are part of this particular project, so that the kind of ontology things which are around Hampi, plus the other things which are associated with the Hampi, can be put together and then can make a digital heritage, an example of how to put forth a digital rich digital heritage, the rich heritage that India has. If we can experiment and showcase that this is very much doable and this is the final experience that we can give, so later this can be replicated in many parts of the country. That was an initiative that initiated by the Microsoft Research India initially, and now because of that the most 22 PIs got a funding, and I think we are in the final stage of submitting these things. So I'm showing you a few examples from that project. So this is an example wherein the very crude model architecture, the crude model architect gave a CAD model that they measurement and they finally decided the CAD model. And with the CAD model, this is a CAD model that the architects gave. And from this is the marriage hall or the Kalyan Mantap in Vithala temple that we have. What we have done, each individual pillars we have reconstructed using a set of images and a 3D sensors, like what one he is using. We use the actually Kinect. I think most of you know the Xbox gaming system developed by Microsoft, and we have used a Kinect and a photographs to reconstruct the detailed structure of these things. And then we registered with respect to the CAD model of whatever the architects gave. And this is what is the final detailed walkthrough of the Vithala temple that we are finally giving. And we have already printed this in a smaller scale. This can be scaled to any level. And we have actually printed this to 1:5 scale. It was occupying a space of 6x8 table. The entire Vithala temple model was printed on the 3D printer, and you can actually have a actual walkthrough of a or synthetic way. If I take a torch and then say that I want to go through this way, you can go through that, and then because you have an entire 3D with you, so you can have any kind of a walkthrough that you would like to have. And if you imagine these kind of a tools are available before you want to visit the site. I can also show you the one more example wherein This is a virtual walkthrough that we have an entire 3D model available to me, and I can have one virtual walkthrough of generated walkthrough. This is one virtual walkthrough. I felt would be better to view the entire structure. It's one rendered view of the entire space. You can generate whatever. If I don't want like this, I want a walkthrough in a different way, because the entire 3D is with you. So you can go around the way you would like to have. Actually, we have done an interface, web interface, where we have the entire the 3D structure we have put in. You can decide how do you go through in the space. you can use your mouse and other things, you can walk through the entire space. So anybody, if you want to have a 3D reconstruction of a particular thing, just what you can do is take at least 360 degree view of that particular, say for example you want to model the chair, or you get a fine structure in the temple or somewhere, and take a few photographs of that, and then probably due to Pradyumna he can give back the entire 3D reconstructed model of that space. So we have
plan ellella kodtharalla
elle
iga manele kutkondo flat gold hanging ide enu
ha adu bare CAD model alli synthetic adu actually iddid kodudilla avaru ee tara synthetic generate madidre ee tara texture madidre hegirutte anta illi idirudu iga alli enide ade. So real existing word anna reconstruct maadi opas ko photograph inda ರೀಕನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಹೇಗಿದೆ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಇಲ್ಲ ಈಗ ಹೇಗಿದೆ ಅಂತ. ಸೊ ಫೋಟೋಗ್ರಾಫಿಂದ ಈಗ ಹೇಗಿದೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಯುರಸಿ ಯು ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದನ್ ದ ASI, ವಾಟ್ ದ ASI ರಿಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ASI ಈಸ್ ಆರ್ಕಿಯೋಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ಸರ್ವೆ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ. ಸೊ ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಮೆಜರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೆಕಾರ್ಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೈಲ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದನ್ ASI ಎರರ್. So it is up to less than few mm error, we can say that this pillar is so much of height, this width of pillar is so much, with a set of images that we can able to reconstruct that, and then give the experience of the heritage. Imagine we have these kind of a structure, and if we give these kind of a things to the tourism department, and the whatever the attraction from that particular viewpoint, if you see, we have a very rich heritage, and the other
broken idella photograph restructure maadi
that also we are some groups are trying to do that as well. Ee mele ittu idu, for example if you look into the stone chariot gopura illa iga. ಸೊ ಈಗ ಮೊದಲು ಇದ್ದದ ಗೋಪುರ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ಟರೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಕಾಣಿಸುತ್ತೆ ಈಗ?
ಆತರ
ಆತರನು ಮಾಡಿದೆ. If you look into one of this, ಇದು ನೋಡಿ, ಇದು ಯಾವ ಆರ್ಕಿಟೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದು, ಇದು ನಾವು ರೀಕನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ವಿ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಚರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ದ ಡೆತ್ ಮ್ಯಾಪ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಚರ್. ಈಗ ಏನು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಮೇಲೆಲ್ಲ ಇಟ್ಟರೆ, ಅದೇ ಗೋಪುರ ಇಟ್ಟರೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಕಾಣಿಸುತ್ತೆ, ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಚರ್ ಹಾಕಿ ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಬೇರೆ ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ಮೇಲೆ ಇದು ಹೇಗೆ ಕಾಣಿಸುತ್ತೆ. ಹಾಂ, ಅದನ್ನು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀನಿ. ಸೊ ಅದಕ್ಕೆ I'll repeat again. So actually here, whatever the model that you are seeing, that's a crude model given by the architect. That's a CAD model, simple Google SketchUp model they gave. And we registered the entire, this is a reconstruction done using a Kinect camera. So we registered that, the reconstructed Kinect model with this. And then finally rendered the entire walkthrough of this 3D space without the texture. What I have shown you, the first one is the with texture, and not just the Kinect model, we have also used the, if I give a set of images, how do I reconstruct the space.
If we don't have the architecture, we say CAD model, architecture
CAD model, it will give a structure. Here if you want to, you put, say for example I can have a stone chariot walkthrough. If I don't have the space around, I can just use that as an independent model.
You're using normal bitmaps?
Yeah, It is a, you can export into OBJ, any measure, any 3D.
So is there a way that this can be integrated with a simulation, for example? I'm saying, for example, today I was working.
Yeah.
And it has a certain width of a footpath and a certain width of a road.
Okay.
Tomorrow I want to know what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. If I change the width of the footpath and change the width of the road, if I increase the footpath width and reduce the road width, for example, what is going to happen with the traffic? Suppose okay. I want to do that simulation.
Yeah.
And then I have a 3D image of that road.
Okay.
Is there a way that the software can take the simulation as a, you know, is there a way that the simulation and the 3D visual can interact and something can happen around that?
Should be possible. You need to, yeah, should be possible. Should be possible. Because you can augment things, existing things. You can take out things. So whatever you are saying is a kind of a augmenting and changing.
Yeah, or for example, like take a 3D image and use that as an input for a simulation. I mean, that might not be possible. I mean, I'm just wondering if there's a way to merge the two.
Should be possible, because most of the, if you see most of the these movies, they combine these two. So I think maybe I'll just show you the one example, how most of you have seen Avatar.
Yeah.